listening to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Here's your host, Dr. Mike Chubb.
Well, happy Thursday, CMDA. When this episode drops, I will be in Black Mountain, North Carolina for the 2024 CMDA National Convention. And I want to take this opportunity as a shout out because not only do Rusty Sluter, who's our sound engineer, and Mandy Morin, who helps us produce this podcast week after week, coordinating with all of our guests. Both of them are quite busy at the national convention. Mandy actually is our vice president for communications and event management. So I have a feeling Mandy's running around right now managing our national convention at Ridgecrest Conference Center, and Rusty running around making sure that sound is working perfectly. I look forward to our national convention all year long, and I am so excited to see old friends and greet new CMDA members and champions and see how the Lord is using His people in healthcare to bring the hope and healing of Christ to our world. Are you joining us at the convention? We have nearly 1,000 people now registered for the convention this year. And I think it's going to be an amazing time together as we raise His banner. That is our theme this year. And we've got a new logo with Christ's cross in the center, raised above CMDA. But before the convention starts, we've got a great episode for you this week. I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Jeff Barrows, and we're going to have a conversation with Dr. David Hager. He's a longtime member of CMDA from Kentucky, who is also a nationally known speaker, author, and researcher. He recently released a new book entitled On the Way, Ministering in the Moment. So we invited him to share more about how he's learned, just as our Lord Jesus did it, to meet the needs of people, including attending to their healing on the way. Well, today on CMDA Matters, I am joined by Dr. Jeff Barrows, our Senior Vice President of Bioethics and Public Policy, an OBGYN for a number of years. And our guest today, Jeff, is an OBGYN.
Yes. Yeah. Looking forward to our conversation.
And my understanding, you told me several weeks ago, you've known about Dr. David Hager for some time.
Yeah. I remember him speaking briefly at national conventions in the past. He had some association and did some volunteer work with the FDA, and I don't think the experience was altogether positive, as I remember. So
we may get to that part. Well, our guest today is Dr. David Hager, a nationally known speaker and author and researcher who's been a member of CMDA, I have in my records, since 1992, and over the next 21 years actually made such a big splash on the public policy scene on behalf and helping CMDA that he received the President's Heritage Award of CMDA at our national convention that year. So it has a long, wonderful history and shares an educational history within medicine similar to our CEO Emeritus, Dr. David Stevens, in that he's a graduate of Asbury College, as well as Big Blue, the University of Kentucky School of Medicine, and went on and did his OBGYN training at the University of Virginia and University of Kentucky. Very long bio, so we'll have that in our show notes today. But welcome today to CMDA Matters, Dr. David Hager.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that and the kind words.
Well, you reached out to me several months ago and told me that you got a couple of new books that you've put out, and you've been writing books for some time, haven't you?
Yes, I've had the privilege to do that.
And you've done that, I guess, at least partially under the auspices and with the help of Focus on the Family, because Dr. Jim Daly, the executive director of Focus on the Family, I'm guessing he's a pretty good friend. He wrote a very beautiful foreword to the book we're going to be talking about today.
Well, you know, sometimes people exaggerate, but Jim has been a very good friend. I've been on the associated with Focus on the Family for 30 years on the Physicians Resource Council, originally brought on by Dr. Jim Dobson. And then as Jim Daly has taken over, I've continued in that role.
Are you still doing clinical work, Dr. Hager?
No, I retired, Mike, in 2021. I had 45 years of OBGYN work. As you mentioned, I have a subspecialty interest in infectious disease, having been at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Stopped obstetrics in 2007 and continued primarily doing robotic surgery until 2021, started a robotics, GYN robotics program here. And so I have been out of the saddle for 2 years, and my wife and I have 10 grandchildren, and we have 4 living children, 1 deceased, and we spend time babysitting 1 day a week. We run a food bank 1 day a week and run recovery groups 1 day a week.
Well, Dr. Hager, before we get into the meat of the book itself, I think our listeners would be interested to learn what inspired you and your co-author, your son, to write the book On the Way, Ministering in the Moment.
Actually, as I was reading the Gospels, Jeff, I just became aware of how often I came across the words on the way. As Jesus was on his way someplace, as he was taking a detour somewhere, he ran into a Samaritan woman at the well. He was going to heal Jairus' daughter, and a woman reached out and touched him. So those words on the way just kind of struck a chord with me. And I began to realize, as Holy Spirit kind of downloaded to me, that many of my wife and I, our interactions had occurred on the way. And so Neil, one of our sons, and I began to work through this, and it came to fruition and has been very impactful.
Well, as Mike has already mentioned, Dr. Daly wrote an excellent foreword to the book, so it's got us a little curious, and I just would ask you to tell us a little bit about your relationship with Jim Daly and Focus on the Family.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I've been associated with Focus for 30 years and have gotten to know Jim Daly extremely well. We share so many of the same goals in life, reaching out to others, impacting the lives of others, having an impact on families, an impact on marriages, restoring marriages. Jim's very involved in adoption and foster care programs, and we work together to introduce Operation Ultrasound, where there are ultrasound machines in pregnancy help centers so that women will be able to see and hear their living child. And over 300,000 babies' lives have been saved as a result of that program over time. But it's just been a great relationship. I serve on the Physicians Resource Council, and very, very rewarding. They've been very supportive of me and of the work that we've done.
Well, I think our listeners will, many of whom are actually not medical, so we have many spouses of our members, healthcare professionals, who actually listen into CMDA Matters. I think they'll be very interested to understand that a number of these stories on the way that you tell throughout your new book have nothing to do with necessary medical or health care that you've done, but what you and your wife together experienced in your life before and since, I guess, you retired. But would you just give us a couple of examples of those stories that you describe in your new book, On the Way?
The book is full of our stories. Let me first say, Jeff and Mike, that the names and places are changed so that an individual cannot recognize that it's them. And so we worked with a publisher and wanted to make sure that that's the case. So when an individual reads the book, the exact names and places are going to be different. And there are a number of stories, but I guess two of my favorites. One would be a pastor whose name was Joseph. And we run a Celebrate Recovery program, and so that involves a lot of setup, a lot of time, and arrived at the CR session, which after I'd leave the office, I'd rush out there and was, you know, you got to get the food set up, you got to get your program and videos. And this guy walked in and introduced himself and said he was a local pastor and wanted to know if he could talk with me. And I tried to explain to him, I'm really rushed right now. I'm on my way to on my way, if you get it, to setting this program up. And he said, please just talk to me for a minute. And so I gave him 4 or 5 minutes, and he explained that he had a sexual addiction and that he really wanted to, he was in a desperate place, wanted to get rid of it. And he kind of desired, Mike, what I call pixie dust recovery. Mm-hmm. He wanted something sprinkled over him and it to go away. And I tried to explain to him it doesn't work that way. You have to work the program, trust the steps and principles. And anyway, long story short, I told him I would be glad to meet with him again. We ended up having 2 or 3 sessions together. And he was very confessional about his sexual addiction, but when I confronted him and said, we got to talk to your wife about this, she needs to know and your church needs to know about this, he stormed out. He wanted to have nothing to do with that. He said, it'll ruin my career, it'll ruin my marriage. And 3 years later, I get a phone call from Pastor Joseph. And he has moved, and I have him moving to New York City. And he wanted to know if I could stop by and talk with him for a moment, if I'm ever up that way. And it just happened that Pam and I go to New York City usually the 1st of December each year, and gave him a call and met with him. His life had been turned around. He'd confessed everything to his wife, his marriage. She had stayed with him. His marriage had been saved. His family had been saved. And he had become involved in On the Way ministry himself. I had introduced him to that concept. A couple of women in the sex trade industry had come to his church, been converted. They were now reaching out to others. And so we tell those stories of Jenny and Crystal and so forth in the book. But he also had developed another addiction, and that was gambling addiction. And so I correlate his story to Legion, or many who had many addictions when Jesus met him and was set free. So we went back to the basics and prayed with Joseph, and he has now been able to be set free from the multiple addictive behaviors and is living a life that is transforming the lives of others on the way. Wow. And just real quickly, another story that just means a lot to me and involves a young man named Darren in the book. And I was in the office. I'd finished 3 robotic cases. I was running behind in the office. And my receptionist said, you've got a phone call you need to take. And I said, Jackie, I can't take that. Tell him I'll call him back later. I'm just too busy. And she said, I think you really need to take this. Turned out, it was a mother whose son I had delivered 22 years before. And I did just over 5,800 deliveries, and I prayed over every baby that I ever delivered. I had one couple who refused to let me pray for them, but almost 5,800 babies I was able to hold and pray for. And I'd prayed over this young man, and she was in tears. She said, you prayed over my son. He's gotten involved in drugs and alcohol. He's in a gang. But he called me today and said, Mom, something's got to change or I'm not going to make it. Would you meet with him? And I said, ma'am, this is the night of our recovery program. I got to get there. I've got to finish in the office. And she said, please, please, I'm begging you. So I met with Darren in a restaurant that night, small restaurant. He laid out his life for me. We were there for about 3 hours. And at the end of that 3 hours, I was able to lead him to Christ and pray with him. Mm-hmm. And he received Christ, was very repentive. And he got into recovery. He got into redemptive programs and church. And 3 months later, I got a frantic phone call from his mom again. And she was hysterical. And I thought, oh, no, he's relapsed or he's overdosed. And she said, Darren died last night. He was hit by a drunk driver mm-hmm. on the way from his recovery program and was killed. And I reassured her, first of all, that Darren was with the Lord. He had given his life to the Lord no matter what he had done. And number two, I went to the funeral, I went to the visitation, and there were gang members all over the place, tattoos, rough guys, motorcycle jackets. And I just went up to several of them and I said, guys, I just want you to know that that Darren's life was changed because he gave his life to Christ. And they just laughed at me. I mean, they just, they thought that was a big joke. And they said, if Darren can go to heaven, anybody can go to heaven. And I said, well, you're exactly right. The thief on the cross went to heaven. But I told them how I had been able to talk to Darren. And I said, you know, the prodigal son came home to daddy after being away, and his life was changed, and he was received by the father. And kind of related that story to them. And as it turned out, two of those guys began to come to our recovery program, and two of them were led to Christ as a result of Darren's death, which I was able to interact on the way.
Yeah, the stories are powerful in the book, and we are built for stories. So very much appreciate that, David.
Before we continue with this week's episode, here's a special announcement for you. Have you visited the CMDA bookstore recently? We've made some changes over the last few months, and we're excited for you to start shopping again. All of CMDA's resources that we've published, plus a whole host of medically reliable and biblically sound materials, are now available for you through our partnership with ChristianBook.com. There you can find books like Leadership Proverbs by Dr. David Stevens and Pastor Burt Jones, or Whispers by Dr. Al Weir. Visit cmda.org/bookstore to purchase books like these and many more. Those of us who serve in the healthcare professions have the best opportunities to point individuals toward Christ. One of our big priorities here at CMDA is to help train healthcare professionals to integrate their faith into their practice of healthcare. That's why we produce Faith Prescriptions. This on-demand video series will teach you to share your faith in ethical and appropriate ways with colleagues and patients. And it will also teach you to pray with patients and much, much more. To get started with the series, which is free to CMDA members, visit the CMDA Learning Center at cmda.org/learning. Let's jump right back into this week's episode.
And in fact, you begin your book with a very painful story in your life that deals with your wife divorcing you. So I have no doubt that you put that at the beginning for a purpose. So I'd like to ask if you would summarize for our listeners and us your suggestions for handling extremely painful episodes in our lives as we are on our way.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. Very painful time. We were married for 32 years. And, you know, you don't go through life that way with children and so forth without it being extremely painful if an event like that comes. And I just hope the listeners will understand that I'm not a proponent of divorce. There's nothing good about divorce. But the interesting thing, and we get back to focus on the family, 2 weeks after my wife, my ex-wife left, I was scheduled to speak at Focus. I flew out to Focus. I was devastated. I spent most of the plane ride in tears. I get there, and Jim Dobson, who was CEO at that time, was very private with his time. And not a lot of people got a lot of time with Jim, but he asked them to bring me up to his office, and he spent 2 hours with me, counseling me, reaching out to me, encouraging me. And he said to me before I left, David, God is not through with you yet. And those words just stuck in my mind because I thought I was done. I thought ministry was done. I thought roll with CMDA, roll with Focus, everything was done. And he said no. And 2 weeks after that, Chuck Colson called me with the very same message. He and Jim had talked, and he said, David, don't stop. You still can be used. And the Lord put that back together. And so, you know, I would say to anyone out there who's listening, who's struggling in marriage or has been a victim of divorce is reach out to others and realize that even in the painful, devastating moments of life, God is a God of restoration. He's a God of redemption, and he's a God who can renew your journey on the way.
Well, over the years, you've developed more keen spiritual visual acuity, I think, and your eyes and ears are open. And how often do you pray as you go into a situation, no matter where you are, Lord, help me to see and to hear the needs that are there? One of the stories in your book about your wife in the streets in India doing incredible ministry on the street. You said you were like the, in the story of the Good Samaritan, you were like the Levite and the priest, and she was like the Good Samaritan. So do you and your wife, Pam, do you devote a fair amount of prayer as you're going into situations like that? God, help us to see.
Yeah, one of my mentor, she's no longer living, was Margaret Thirkelson. And Margaret Thirkelson always taught to learn to breathe prayers. You don't have to stop. You don't have to pause. Just learn to breathe your prayers in and out. And yeah, Pam and I spend a lot of time breathing prayers, asking that God would open doors, and through those open doors would lead us to be able to impact the lives of others. That brief story that you're talking about, Mike, we do mission work in Southeast India, and we do medical clinics, as you know, and we go, and we've been able to help start a nursing school there so that there's a continuity of care among nurse practitioners and nurses into the villages. But I was speaking in a village one night after a medical clinic, and there were radical Hindus there, and people were, you know, making fun of us. And as I was speaking, and I was beginning to share my faith and share the gospel, which is risky there now, especially with the government, mm-hmm. I looked down the street, and there's Pam, my beautiful wife, sitting in the gutter with her arm around a mother and her daughter, and she was sharing Christ with them. And I would come to find out later that the woman felt very guilty because she felt she had abandoned her mother, and Pam was talking to her about that situation and how the Lord loved her and led her to Christ. And the daughter ended up subsequently enrolling in our nursing school. But it impacted me so much as I was speaking, I actually kind of choked. I stopped. And I had to have our host to come and close the service because I realized that here I was up in front of everybody, you know, looking like the evangelist and the hero, and she was there in the gutter leading people to Christ.
Yet you were both doing what God had called you to do in that moment. I would point that out. I know you had said you referenced yourself as Levi, but when I was reading that, I thought to myself, I'm going to disagree with that because you were just simply being obedient. But that really brings up the next question. That is, you know, we have healthcare professionals who are the vast majority of our listening audience, and how do you think that this book, On the Way, could transform their lives as they follow the Lord's leading and example, as you do, you so extensively demonstrate in the book?
Well, Jeff, you know from your training, we are, in the medical profession, we are so driven. We're so goal-oriented. Our curriculum is laid out for us. I mean, how many electives do you have in your undergraduate work? Not very many, because everything's laid out. It's pointed, it's directed. And then we get into residency and we specialize, and everything is toward that goal. And I think it lends itself to, like I was that day when I came from surgery, I didn't have time to talk to a mother. I had to get my office done. I had to go back and make rounds. And so many of the things that we do are intentional and very well-meaning, but we need to learn, as Mike said from the very beginning, to listen and look for opportunities on the way. Mm-hmm. And I think your whole ministry your ministerial practice opens up when you're able to do that. And that's one of the things that we really encourage others to do, is to learn to look and listen, because God is going to open up, just like he did with Christ. He's going to open up opportunities on the way. And if you're so driven, can't take the time, then it's going to keep you from reaching out to others and taking those detours. Jesus set his eyes like flint on the cross, and he was directed toward the cross, but he sure didn't stop on the way to minister to needy people.
Well, over and over again through your new book, On the Way, Ministering in the Moment, I saw this phrase, teaching without a pulpit, or I guess you could say teaching without a lectern. I thought that was a great catchphrase. And certainly appropriate and available for all of us as we are on the way. Dr. David Hager, thank you so much for taking time out today and having this conversation with Dr. Barrows and myself.
You're entirely welcome. It's been my pleasure. God bless you.
Well, just a few minutes ago, you heard Jamie talk about the new online CMDA bookstore, which is available for you to purchase a wide variety of books that we've produced or that we highly recommend. And I especially want to recommend that you visit the CMDA bookstore to purchase your copy of Dr. David Hager's new book, On the Way, Ministering in the Moment. This book is such an encouragement and a reminder to us all that we can find ways to minister to people in the everyday moments of life, or even in life's interruptions. Though I get it, because our daily schedules with walk-ins and emergencies and lots of other stuff can make that really hard. To purchase your copy of this book, just click the link in our show notes, or you can visit cmda.org/bookstore. If you'd like more information about the resources that Dr. Hager mentioned from Focus on the Family, where he's been serving on their Physician Research Council for many years, be sure to visit focusonthefamily.com. Our conversation today with Dr. Hager about the work that he does with addiction recovery programs, it reminded me about an upcoming virtual conference that we're hosting in partnership with the Hendricks Center at Dallas Theological Seminary. It's going to be called The Convergence, Critical Conversations on Addiction, and it's scheduled for September 19th through the 21st, 2024. We'd like to invite you to join us as we confront together the intersections of addressing addiction, both from the theological and the healthcare communities. During this virtual event, we will delve into the medical and spiritual dimensions of caring for those struggling with addiction. We'll be crafting a comprehensive approach to aid those navigating various forms of dependency. If you'd like more information and to register, just visit cmda.org/events. Well, God willing, after a wonderful 2024 National Convention, next Thursday, just like normal, we'll be back, and I hope you'll listen in as I talk with Elizabeth Wanning from the Changed Movement. Changed Movement is a worldwide network of people who have questioned their sexuality and then have chosen to turn away from LGBTQ identities as well as that culture. Elizabeth recently wrote a piece for our weekly blog called The Point. So we asked her to join us to take a deeper dive into this topic. Let me close by reiterating a statement that Dr. Hager shared with us just a few moments ago. He said, God is a God of restoration. He's a God of redemption, and he's a God who can renew your journey while on the way. Dr. Hager, I think, is an amazing example because he himself has experienced that restoration and renewal during his own journey, especially in the story that he told us about his own first marriage. I'm so glad that David felt led to share the pain and suffering that God used to bring himself glory and inspire Dr. David Hager to write with such insight as well as conviction. What a great reminder today of the power of our God, who is a God who can restore and who can redeem and who can renew. Will you take the time, friend, today to listen and look for opportunities to follow Christ's example, to teach without a pulpit as you are on the way to whatever responsibilities you encounter this week? As you do, you will be bringing the hope and healing of Christ to your world. That's what matters to CMDA, friends, and CMDA matters. We'll see you next week, God willing.
Thanks for listening to CMDA Matters. If you would like to suggest a future guest or share a comment with us, please email cmdamatters@cmda.org. And if you like the podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and share it on your favorite social media platform. This podcast has been a production of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members, and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.